crouch over that ball, baby. Drop step, crouch over that ball. Good.
Chris Brown here, along with Bills offensive coordinator Greg Roman. Coach, thanks for joining us here. And I want to start right off with, obviously, the biggest headline, I think, for offense for 2015, and that was the number one ranked rushing attack. I mean, 152 yards a game, number one in yards per carry, tied for first in rushing touchdowns, first in carries of 10-plus yards. I mean, I can go on and on and on. You have three guys over 500 yards. Which one of those rushing accomplishments is the feather in the cap for the offense, if there is one?
Yeah, I'd probably say yards per attempt. You know, anybody can just hand the ball off for a yard or two and do it over and over and over.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes to win a game, that's what you need to do, hoping that you'll pop one sooner or later. But I think, you know, the fact that we were really putting pressure on the defense, we asked a lot of our players schematically and from a technique standpoint, and it's really a credit to them.
First down, Buffalo, and the chains move and the clock moves.
It was a unique year running the football. We had a lot of guys involved in running the football at a high level. I think everybody's rushing average was pretty darn good.
Yeah.
So that speaks to not only the guys carrying the football, but the guys that were blocking for them as well.
I think John Murphy and myself both enjoyed the weekly conversations we were able to have with you when the assistant coaches got to speak on Thursdays. There always seemed to be a word of the week you were throwing in there for us that some of us had to, quite frankly, go and look up every once in a while.
In tutelage, so to speak, you know, an apprenticeship, if you will.
All the different trading modalities and whatnot.
I don't think you can titrate it down to one.
But there was one thing that stuck with me and resonated with me as we watched this offense progress. And it was back around midseason, right after the bye, and you said, we are still making up for lost time.
I think everything with us has been a work in progress. Guys in and out of the lineup, this guy's in, this guy's out, he misses training camp, etc. It's been, I think we're behind, and to characterize it any other way would be me sitting up here and blowing smoke. You know, we've got to every day understand how important each day is that we have these guys together at practice and maximize those days to make up really for lost time.
What parts of the offense do you feel were most hurt by injury, you know, from all the way back in training camp through the early stages of the 2015 season?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I'd have to say a lot of areas, but probably most specifically chemistry in the passing game, just from lack of, you know, we kind of got robbed due to certain circumstances of guys working together and kind of getting synced up with timing and understanding and communication. You know, because you run a play in practice, and whether it's on the field or in the meeting room behind closed doors later, you know, guys are interacting and you get that instant feedback. And, you know, it's a very important component of what we do. I think that improved as the year went on, but it definitely is not something you can just pour things into a bottle and shake it up and you have it.
Yeah.
It has to happen organically on the field, and it has to happen between people.
Sammy Watkins from Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah, because I think, you know, a lot of people see a new offense coming in the door and they're saying to themselves, all right, full offseason, full training camp. You know, week 9, week 10 is when you really want to start to hit your stride and be
right,
humming.
Right.
And you guys were kind of robbed of that with the way some of the circumstances fell. I mean, it wasn't only like LeSean McCoy's out this week. I mean, there were instances where there was some overlap there, too, where you didn't have Sammy and you didn't have LeSean and you didn't have Tyrod. I mean, it was a combination of key injuries, not just, hey, we don't have this guy this week. You know, I think that really kind of,
yeah,
I don't want to say crippled you, but it certainly set you back.
Yeah, I mean, and I'll never make excuses,
right,
but it is what it is.
Yeah.
The last couple weeks of training camp were pretty unique.
Yeah,
and
all five running backs.
Yeah.
I mean, it was crazy.
Yeah, and receivers.
Yeah.
But it is, you know, that's football, and that's one of the challenges that makes football such an amazing game. I also think our personnel department did a great job throughout the year, mm-hmm, of finding guys like Mike Gillisley and you know, et cetera, to where, you know, they're having to go find a guy and get him in there that week. and he's starting.
Yeah.
And I thought our personnel department did a great job of that.
30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown, Mike Gillisley.
So, you know, I think we function around the circumstances that kind of befell us, but certainly not ideal.
Looking at Tyrod's year, I mean, it's obvious. I think it was readily apparent to anybody that was watching the progress and the strides that he made through the course of the year. How do you take his body of work and the progress he made while he was in the grind of the week to week and change maybe what you put on his plate coming into this next set of OTAs come the springtime when game planning and all of that stuff and specific opponents aren't a part of the equation yet?
Without question, you know, and I really think you answered the question. That's basically what we're going to do is look back at all the teachable moments and really focus on things that we need to improve on. And, you know, we'll try to, you know, create those scenarios, if you will, in practice and, you know, get over that hump, understand this, understand that. And, you know, there'll be a definite part of what we do in the spring where we're orchestrating situations, you know, specifically to understand or accomplish something specific that we need to get done.
And how do you interact with Tyrod when it comes to that quote-unquote priority list that you might have for him? Do you show him the whole list, or do you say, here's part one, we'll get to part two when we get part one cleared?
Well, I think it's a process that you go through daily, and I don't think there's things on that list that he doesn't know about.
Okay.
You know, so it's something that we've discussed and went through last season during the course of the season. So I think those things will be pretty much presented in their entirety, as well as the good things. And, you know, and we'll really structure it to where we're working on those things specifically at specific times. You know, football at the quarterback position is coming at you a million different ways, and there's going to be a lot of that, mm-hmm. too, where unorchestrated things are happening, and you've got to react to it.